This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Demonstrators have defied growing violence by Myanmar security forces and staged more anti-coup rallies, while the UN Special Envoy for the country called for urgent Security Council action. The envoy says about 50 peaceful protesters have been killed, scores injured just this week. Demonstrators have defied growing violence by security forces and held more rallies. The envoy told a closed-circuit council meeting Friday that council unity and robust actions are critical in pushing for an end to the violence and restoring Myanmar's democratic institutions. The Security Council took no immediate action. The junta seized power February 1st. The U.S., meanwhile, took action to prevent Myanmar's military from improperly accessing more than $1 billion in funds held in the United States. At least 20 people were killed, 30 wounded by a Somalia attack, a suicide car bomb just outside a restaurant near the port in Somalia's Mogadishu, the capital, late Friday. That's according to an emergency official. U.S. President Joe Biden on Friday signaled support to replace decades-old authorization for the use of military force in the Middle East, a little more than a week after he relied on the authorizations to carry out a retaliatory airstrike in eastern Syria. The Biden administration announced its position after a bipartisan bill was introduced earlier in the week that would repeal the 1991 and 2002 authorizations that presidents from both parties have repeatedly used for legal justifications to carry out the strikes. This is VOA News.